This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week, we've more for you along the theme of planning ahead to lawn and garden activities you can take on come springtime, and this time looking at landscape ornamental selection. Cheryl Boyer has joined us once again. She's an ornamental horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension, and we're zeroing in on planting to attract pollinators, and strategic landscaping can contribute to that, Cheryl.
That's right. So, you know, there have been lots of publications over the years about plants for pollinators, and many of them center around perennials that bloom in the summer and are sort of traditionally thought of as pollinators. But I recently did a literature review to see what's new in the area of pollinators and ornamentals. And there's been quite a bit of debate about whether or not it's better to have native plants versus non-native plants. And some of the new research has actually compared the two directly for pollinators. So in one particular study, they actually put a straight species right next to, in a garden situation, right next to a cultivar. And so they had cultivated varieties that are selected for different characteristics, usually ornamental. So sometimes that means that they have interesting characteristics in their bloom or their bark or their leaves. So a lot of times that shows up as plants with purple leaves or plants with variegation, which means they have more than one color on the leaf, or their form is more consistent than maybe the natural species with that hasn't been selected for anything. So they actually compared them directly next to each other and collected samples, collected the pollinators that fed on them, measured how much those plants were eaten on to see if there were any trends in that data.
And were there trends? Were there features that really contribute to the cause?
There were. So they actually looked at quite a few different characteristics. So they looked at leaf color, variegation, fall color, habit, disease resistance, fruit size, and then compared those with their wild type. And the main thing that they found was that if you are gardening for pollinator sustenance, pollinators were less attracted to cultivars that had like a red or a purple leaf color, which is really popular these days with some of the newer plants. They're not bad plants, and I think that there's a place for both types of plants in the garden. They're beautiful, but if your main purpose is to provide a food source for pollinators, that might not be the best choice, which is really interesting. And the author speculated that it may have something to do with anthocyanins in the leaves, so it doesn't taste as good. Or insects see color differently than we do, so it might just not attract them. They might see it differently. So that was a main finding, although they did find in one part of the study that leaf variegation was not a deterrent to insects. So it's mainly that dark purple color. Another study that actually looked at pollinators that visited natives and non-natives to see what type of pollinators visited them. And then they actually collected samples of the pollen to see how nutritious it was for a pollinator. Because if it's not nutritious, then the pollinators have to feed more frequently. So we want to be giving them ornamental plants that they can really thrive on. What surprised me was that the results were mixed. So there were both natives and non-natives that had lots of pollinators or hardly any pollinators. And there were natives and non-natives that had really good food sources and some that it wasn't that great. So it was just a mixed bag. But the key, really, if you think about it from an insect's perspective, is they want a big, wide, open flower. I mean, it doesn't have to be huge, but it needs to be open because some of our pollinators have relatively big bodies and they need to be able to get in there to feed. So that means that some of these cultivars that have double petals, so they're really tight, like roses, and they've got lots and lots of petals, sometimes those are difficult for insects to get in and feed on. So again, I think there's room in our landscapes for both types of plants, but it's nice to have a mix so that pollinators have a buffet to choose from.
Cheryl, appreciate your time, as always.
You're welcome.
Ornamental horticulturist Cheryl Boyer, Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.